Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 2, Text 29. Durlabho manasho deho dehinam kshana bhanguraha tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. This fan could be a little less. This fan. Durlabho manusho deho dehinam kshanabanguraha tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. Durlabho manusho deho dehinam kshanabanguraha tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam.
See, they're on or off?
Bham manusho deho dehinam kshanabhangura tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. Durlabham manusho deho dehinam kshanabhangura tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. Durlabham manusho deho dehinam kshanabhanguraha tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam.
Ladies.
Durlabho manusho deho dehinam kshanabhanguraha tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. Durlabho manusho deho dehinam kshanabhanguraha tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam.
Durlabha, difficult to achieve. Manushaha, human. Deha, body. Dehinam, for embodied beings. Kshana, Panguraha, prone to be destroyed at any moment. Tatra, in that human body. Api, even. Durlabham, more difficult to achieve. Manye, I consider. Vaikuntha, priya, of those who are dear to the Supreme Lord Vaikuntha. Darshanam, the vision. For the conditioned souls, the human body is most difficult to achieve, and it can be lost at any moment. But I think that even those who have achieved human life rarely gain the association of pure devotees who are dear to the Lord of Vaikuntha. It's a fairly lengthy purport. Would someone like to read?
According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the word Dehi Nam means Bhavo Deha Bhavanti Yesham Te. The conditioned souls who accept innumerable material bodies. According to some wishful thinkers, a living entity in the human form of life will never be degraded to a lower form, such as that of an animal or plant. But despite this wishful thinking, it is a fact that according to our activities at the present, we will be elevated or degraded by the laws of God. At the present, in human society, there is no clear or precise understanding of the nature of life. Foolish scientists have invented highly sophisticated terminologies and theories to bluff innocent people into believing that life comes from chemical reactions. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has exposed this bluff in his book, Life Comes from Life, which points out that although scientists claim that life comes from chemicals, they cannot produce so much as an insect even from unlimited quantities of chemicals. Actually, life and consciousness are symptoms of the spirit soul. In Life Comes from Life, page 43, Srila Prabhupada has stated, living beings move from one body form to another. The forms already exist. The living entity simply transfers himself, just as a man transfers himself from one apartment to another. One apartment is first class, another is second class, and another is third class. Suppose a person comes from a lower class apartment to a first class apartment. The person is the same, but now, according to his capacity for payment or karma, he is able to occupy a higher class apartment. Real evolution does not mean physical development, but development of consciousness. Within every species of life there is consciousness, and that consciousness is the symptom of the living entity, who is the superior energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without understanding this essential point of the transmigration of the conscious living entity throughout the 8.4 million species of life, one cannot possibly understand the words Durlabho Manusha Deha. The human body is very rarely achieved. People are now cheated of this essential understanding. They are completely unaware of the danger of slipping back into the 8 million species that lie below the human species. It is natural that a human being think in terms of progress. We want to feel that our life is progressing and that we are advancing and improving the quality of our life. Therefore, it is urgent that people be informed of the great danger of misusing the valuable human life, and that they know of the great opportunity the human life affords, the opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness. Just as on earth, different residential areas are divided into high class, middle class, and low class, within the universe, there are upper class, middle class, and lower class planets. By the practice of yoga system or by meticulous execution of religious rituals, one can transfer himself to the higher planets within this universe. On other hand, by neglecting religious principles, one will degrade himself to a lower planet. But the Supreme Lord Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita 8.16, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna. Thus, the final conclusion is that every planet within the material universe is an unsuitable and inappropriate residence, because on each planet there are primal defects, old age and death. The Lord assures us, however, that in His transcendental abode, which lies far beyond the material cosmos, life is everlasting, blissful and absolutely cognizant. The material world is temporary, troublesome and rife with ignorance, but the spiritual world called Vaikuntha is eternal, blissful and full of perfect knowledge. Hare Krishna.
There's more.
They have divided into two parts. So
you're going to do it in two parts?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Okay.
So tomorrow for the next part.
Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know the plan. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnanjana Salakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamstam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dama Hare Dama Dama Dama. Durlabho manusho deho dehinam kshanabhanguraha tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. King Nimi is continuing to praise the Navayogendras who've appeared at his sacrifice. He says, Durlabho manasho deho, durlabha manava janma, tadapi adruhamartana. To get this human form of life is very rare. We're told this again and again because we forget it again and again. We take it lightly. That, anyway, anyway. We don't consider how much trouble we've achieved this human form of life. How many lifetimes we've gone through to come to this stage. We hear, but then still we waste our time. So, durlabham manasho deho, and dehinam kshanabangura, and it can be finished in one moment. At any moment a car could come and smash us, we could fall, anything may happen. And in one moment, finished. Or it may take longer, but in any case, this human life will be finished. Durlabham, durlabho manasho de, and along with it, the opportunity for progressive spiritual understanding. Because in the lower species of life, they don't have the intellectual equipment for inquiring about spiritual advancement. They're busy eating, sleeping, having sex, and fighting. But the human life affords us this opportunity. Therefore, jivasya tattva jigyasa narto yascheha karmabhi. The human life is not meant for just satisfying biological demands. Kamasya nendriya priti. Labho jiveta yavata. We should do the needful to keep the body and soul together. But beyond that, our business should be tattva jigyasa. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Spiritual inquiry. Na artoya cheha karmabhi. We shouldn't be after any other purpose. Even if we're doing something else, it should be in support of that ultimate goal. And tatapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshana. As rare as it is to get this human form of life, to get the association of great souls is still more rare. People live their whole lives and never meet an advanced devotee. Partly it's because they're not interested. People flock to cinemas, rock concerts, football games, bars, brothels, casinos, colleges. And lots of other places where it's not expected that one will get the association of a pure devotee. One may get sense gratification, one may get some opportunity for economic advancement, but one is not expected to get the association of those who are Vaikuntha Priya. And people don't care anyway, so they go to these other places where there's something for material enjoyment. Something which will, because they're not intelligent. Yehi sham sparsha jat bhoga dukkha yonaya evate. Yarantavanta konteya nateshu ramate buddha. They associate with people who have the capability to assist them in becoming more entangled in miserable life, whether by karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevala vishaya bandha. But they don't seek out the association of devotees. People sometimes ask, how do I find the bona fide spiritual master? Well, go to where they are. Don't go to the cloth shop, to the liquor store, to the hotel, to the restaurant. Go where people are discussing Harikatha, where people are engaged in the service of Krishna. Birds of a feather flock together. So if we go where the crows are, we'll hear crow katha,
and there'll be crow activity, and that will be our human life. Puna punas charvata charvanana. We can join the crows in chewing what's already been chewed. But if we go to the places where devotees congregate, then we have the hope of meeting a pure devotee. If we go to where saintly persons congregate, therefore people still in India, they go to the Kumbh Mela, they go to some Bhagavad Katha, they go to, temples, holy places, with the expectation that at least in the back of their minds, and sometimes in the front of their minds, that we'll meet some saintly persons. Something good will be there. Of course, even then, they think, I'll meet a saintly person, and I'll beg his ashirvads, and I'll be able to stay in office, or my son will pass exams, or the business will do well, my wife will have a child, something. They waste also the opportunity of meeting a saintly person. They think that the saintly person is also meant for helping them advance in material entanglement. They think that way. So they want to meet a saintly person who can help them in the project of ultimately forgetting the real purpose of life. Or even if they have the idea, dharma-artha kama moksha, let's work on the artha kama portion. And so they either forget about the goal or they put it way off in the distance somewhere. We have a choice, hurricane or nothing. But anyway, even if they're materially motivated, the fortunate persons go to some place where saintly persons gather. And there they have a chance that they may hear the message of spiritual realization, or still better, the message of Krishna. That opportunity is there. And therefore, because India, despite all, is Punya Bhumi, people go to Kumbh Mela and to all of these places. But the devotees of the Lord are not passive. They're actively recruiting the conditioned souls to come back home, back to Godhead. Charanti, what is that?
We were reading the other day.
Pavanaya Charantihi. To purify all the worlds, they travel. They're not traveling for their health or for tourism. They're traveling for the benefit of the conditioned souls. Lokanam hitakarina. So even if people aren't looking for spiritual realization, the devotees go everywhere to give them Krishna consciousness. Especially in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's project. The Patita Pavana Hetu Tavavatar Jayadako Tarakao Krishna Padesh. In this way, the followers of Lord Chaitanya especially are actively going out. So, because, all right, you're not going to come looking for us, we'll go looking for you. Even Maharaj Nimi was performing some sacrifice, but the sages, being very merciful, came to give their association and instruction. And of course, they were meeting an exalted person, and therefore, what kind of reception did they get? I'm so grateful, I'm so fortunate. Out of millions and millions of lifetimes, one gets a human birth. And still more rare is to get the association of great souls like you. The sages at Naimisharanya, Twamna Sandarshito Datra Dustram Nistatir Shatam Kalim Satvahara Pumsam Karnat Hare Varnava. What is that? We think that it's by the will of providence that we've been able to meet you. Kali Yuga is Satvahara. Prabhupada says it deteriorates all the good qualities of the human being. Perfect choice of words. Doesn't just... Hara means taking away. But Prabhupada translates it deteriorates. You know, little less, little less, little less, little less, like rust. The way iron... You have something solid of iron, rusty, rusty, more rusty, more rusty, finally useless. One may not even notice, but it's becoming more and more useless. One starts to accept that this is just the way things are. What is that? Someone was telling some scientific experiment. Anyway, you change the conditions slightly, 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 little bit at a time, and people don't realize what danger they're in. You know, if you suddenly do something, you send in tanks and guns and everything, people go. But if you do something gradually, 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 they don't even notice, and soon they're completely conquered. So Kali Yuga deteriorates all the good qualities of the human being, but we're so fortunate that we've been able to meet you, and we accept you as the captain of the ship for going back to Godhead. Similarly, Maharaj Nimi glorifying the Yogendras. But it's not always like that. Those who are trying to spread Krishna consciousness don't get a universally favorable reception. What to speak of glorification and garlands and gifts and foot washing and all of that. Why have you come? Why are you here? You're simply wasting my time. If they're generous. All right, you have 5 minutes. What do you want? Prabhupada told the story of some sannyasi was traveling, and from the top of the roof of the house, the lady saw that sannyasi is there. She said, "Here's some sannyasi. Here's some beggar. Give him some ashes. Give him some ashes." The sannyasi said, "Yes, give me some ashes. Just let your charity begin." The conditioned souls are not always appreciative. We're getting in the way of their project. Their project is enjoyment, and we're interrupting their enjoyment, or even worse, we're telling them that their enjoyment is rubbish. Or worse than rubbish, it's toxic. That's not the message that they wanted to hear. That's not why they came out into the streets and public places. They're not interested in that. They wanted something different. But the devotees, Kurunaya, out of mercy, they go through so much trouble to reach out to these people and give them the message of Krishna. And Prabhupada came to America. It's not that America was famous for being receptive to saintly persons. It's not that he expected that when I land in Boston, there'll be so many saintly people there or purified souls in the mode of goodness who are interested in Krishna. Why have you brought me to this Ugrasthan? The devotees go to Ugrasthan also. Not just Punyasthan, but Ugrasthan. The nasty places. They go through so much trouble, Kurunaya, out of mercy. This is the business, the nature of devotees. Because they know people are wasting their life, and if I don't get him before that kshanabhangura, that moment when everything's finished, then he's lost and he may not get another human life for millions of lifetimes. Tadapi adruvam artana. So artada, the devotees want to give the real purpose, real meaning, real value of life by spreading Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All right, some questions? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, this human form of life is very rare. We came to after hearing again and again and again, we get some clear conclusion after some point of time. But in a household life, Maharaj, it becomes difficult even if you understand also. So I have some doubts, Maharaj. I wanted to get it clarified. Is for a person who wants to accept a vanprastha life, because this human form is very rare, we have to finish our business. So there is one doubt which is coming in my mind is, when a person is working, he's doing his livelihood, and then he has to accept a vanprastha life after some point of time. But his nature is to earn money. His nature is to do something.
That's all right.
So
let him earn money.
So I wanted to clarify so that I want full clarification for yourself. That mentality which is there to earn money, that mentality, that nature is there, that is not completely wiped out from his consciousness. And before that, if he accepts vanprastha life, then he might be doing something nonsense in vanprastha life also. So how to see to it that that mentality is completely washed off before he accepts vanprastha life?
First of all, vanaprastha life doesn't mean that all my anarthas or unwanted things are wiped out. If I wait for that, I'll never accept vanaprastha life. There will always be something. Therefore, vanaprastha life is the via medium between householder life and complete renunciation. So it's expected that in vanaprastha life there will be some attachments, there will be some something. That's the first thing. Second thing is, everyone has something that they're motivated to do, whether it's earning money or it's intellectual work or it's something else, physical labor. So one can do that for Krishna. Householder life means I'm earning money to support my establishment. The wife, the children, the college education, the on and on and on it goes. That's householder life. Because it's my duty, I have to do all of these things. Vanaprastha life means winding all that down. And if I still have some propensity to make money, make the money for Krishna. You know we have one god brother, Gargamuni. He had quite a gift for making money. Prabhupada made him the treasurer at 26 Second Avenue and told him, and called him Gargamani. He was also very tight with the treasury. I was just reading Narayani Das, he was saying that she was in Calcutta, she was the pujari, and somebody stole her shoes. So she went to Gargamuni, someone stole my shoes. You're the pujari, you don't need shoes, you don't have to go anywhere. So this is the treasurer. The treasurer likes to take in money, he doesn't like to give out money. When Prabhupada was the treasurer, he was the original treasurer at 26 Second Avenue, then someone comes for money for postage, money for this, money for... Well, you shouldn't ask the spiritual master for money. Apart from that, this Krishna consciousness movement is also business. There's money. The money has to be managed. The money has to be, if possible, increased. The money has to be spent wisely. Well, all of that's there in our Krishna consciousness movement. So we encourage all the managers and paisawalas of this world to join the Hare Krishna movement and help us get money and manage the money and spend it for the upliftment of human society. And they can do that as vanaprasthas, retire. And if you like, you can help us in that. Otherwise, chant Hare Krishna. Or first help us with that, then go chant.
Maharaj, the second doubt which I have to have it is, if a person who has completed his responsibilities in household life and wants to seriously go for a vanaprastha life, in between some serious problem comes, and this problem, Maharaj, I am seeing right now, specifically in a city like Bombay, it is becoming very, very complicated now, is that he has seen his daughters and his sons gets married, they are settled, his responsibility gets over. But then what happens is, the daughter comes back. She has a divorce and she comes back with a kid with her. And then it becomes such a...
It's not your job. It's not your job to spend your old age taking care of your divorced child and her child. It's simply not your job.
Who will take care of that?
Someone. Just like Prabhupada, who would take care of his children? He had even an unmarried daughter when he took sannyas. It's a question of priorities. My job was to take care of you. I did that. Now I'm out. If you have an elder brother, good. Otherwise, if you have an uncle, good. Otherwise, something else. But don't come to me. Suppose I died, what would you do? There's so many daughters whose fathers die and the daughter gets divorced and she has children, somehow she goes on. It's not that without me, my daughter and grandchild can't live. They'll live.
Irresponsibility?
No. It was because my contract ended. I'm responsible to fulfill the terms of the contract until the contract expires. When the contract expires, don't look at me. I'm no longer under contract. It's no longer my responsibility. I have other responsibilities. You can look at it the other way. If he doesn't accept renounced life, if he doesn't give up householder life, is he not being irresponsible? After 8 million births, he got this human form of life, and now he wants to use it for what the dogs, monkeys, rats, and mosquitoes do, taking care of their family. He wants to spend his whole life doing that and neglect the need for further progress and spiritual realization, is that not irresponsible?
But Maharaj, I have produced that daughter. I have enjoyed
the
sex.
No, you didn't. Krishna produced the daughter. Let's get things straight. Krishna produced the daughter. You just did something so that the body would be there.
But Maharaj,
and, yes.
Supposing it so happens, Maharaj, that the son, that means the person's son, that means the daughter's brother, he is completely engrossed in his own life. He doesn't want to take care of the sister. And then, the daughter is completely alone. Then what is to be done in that sense?
That is for them to figure out. It's Maya's trap. You can't leave because of X. You can't leave because of Y. You can't leave because of Z. It's Maya's trap. You have to know 25 more years. You have to do this. If one is determined, there will always be something. No, you can't leave. The wife says, no, you can't leave yet. The daughter says, no, you can't leave yet. The boss says you can't leave yet. The brother says you can't leave. Everybody says you can't leave, can't leave, can't leave, can't leave. So he has to have the determination, I must leave. Or vanaprastha life means, yes, I can give you some advice. I can give you some guidance. Sannyas is not yet accepted. But I'm not going to finance your life. It's not the duty of a man to finance the lives of his descendants on and on and on till the end. It's simply not his duty. He has a duty for some time, then you're on your own. In America, none of the fathers take care of their daughters. None of them. You know, she moves out, she gets married again or divorced again, whatever she wants to do. But the father doesn't feel even slightly responsible. There are exceptions, but as a general rule, hey, you know, it's your life. And still those girls are living, still they're doing something, they're somehow or other, they keep it together. There's your solution. Here's a ticket to America. Go live there.
Okay, Maharaj.
And don't get divorced so easily. Don't think that, yes, if I don't like my husband, then I'll get divorced and daddy will take care of me. Daddy's not going to do it. Go back to your husband. People are thinking, the girls are thinking that way. Well, if it doesn't work out, I'll go back to my father. And he'll take care of me till he's 75. No. You got married. Talking about responsibility, is it not irresponsible? Of course, sometimes the boy is irresponsible, but so often the girl is also. You know, she doesn't like the hassle involved in married life, the incompatibilities, the disagreements, the hard work, the this, that, the other thing. Well, I'll go back to my father. He was always nice to me. And he'll take care of me till... No. She should know that my father is a sadhu. He's not going to do this. So before you leave your husband, think five times.
Whereas the third doubt which I have it is, if a householder wants to accept vanaprastha life, but he has some chronic disease, like some heart problem or some liver problem, where it constantly needs some medical treatment regularly, and he always has a fear that if he goes out away from the home, there will be nobody to take care of him.
He may die. That would be terrible. He went to Vrindavan and died.
You are shooting like...
From another point of view, therefore one should leave home, Prabhupada said, while he still has some strength. If you're thinking that, you know, when you're 75, you're going to leave home, then it's more difficult. Therefore, one is advised at 50, because at 50, you're still expected to be pretty much together. You shouldn't be totally afflicted with this and that and the other thing. If you wait till you're, like now I'm 67, so everything's starting to fall apart. So if you wait till then, it becomes more complicated, or you have more to manage. Therefore, it's not advised, wait and wait and wait and wait. And how much can you do also in terms of service? If you quit when you're 50 and that you're still strong, you have so many years of active practical service you can do. Now that's another consideration.
Maharaj, the another doubt which I have it is that if a person wants...
Just one more point. To stretch things out and put things off is in the mode of ignorance. Dirghasutri cha karta tamasa uchate. Dirghasutri means stretching things out, like a long thread. Just stretching it out.
So?
Sometimes we have to do something, do it.
Maharaj, another doubt is, this is why I have talked with many of the grahasthas and they have this doubt is, they say very clearly that as far as sannyasis or brahmacharis are concerned, it is very easy for them to accept a high sannyas life or a brahmachari to accept a sannyas life because there is somebody there to take care of them. We are alone.
That's not necessarily true. Sannyas doesn't mean that I accept sannyas so that ISKCON will give me 2 brahmachari assistants and pay all my medical bills and give me some place to live. That's crippled sannyas anyway. That's not sannyas. Sannyas means you go out. And you may get facility, you may not. Who was there in America to see to Prabhupada's necessities? He didn't accept sannyas for karma. Even in Radha Damodar, what did he have? What kind of comforts and facilities? He was so poor that, you know, more than when he wanted to go out for getting subscribers for the Back to Godhead when he was working with his godbrother, he was, I need another set of cloths. A nice set of cloths, because he didn't have it. Sannyas is not your ticket to prosperity. If you're thinking like that, don't do it. So vanaprastha means it's the via medium for getting rid of all these misconceptions, for understanding things as they are, for getting free from attachments.
So Maharaj, what the householder feels it is, that if I go away from the house and afterwards if I got some disease or some problem and I have to come back again to my home to see that my family members take care of me, at that time my son and my daughter-in-law will say only one thing.
Even if you think that I may accept vanaprastha life and then I'll have to come back. All right, but nothing ventured, nothing gained. Prabhupada also thought, I'll go to America, if it doesn't work, I may come back. But if he thought, if I go, I'll have to come back, so I won't go. You don't think that way in business. If I go there, I might get a lucrative contract, but then the contract might end or I might not get it, so I might as well not go. No one applies that logic when it comes to making money. They only apply when it comes to giving up material attachments. People go to Singapore, to China, to here, to there. The same responsibilities are there, my daughter, my son, my this, my that. But they go all over the world for money. And why not for Krishna? Apart from that, Vanaprastha doesn't mean that you leave and you never everything at once. Because the householder life means attachment. Some attachment is there. So the Vanaprastha life means gradually giving up those attachments. In the traditional Vanaprastha arrangement, there's different stages or different levels. Even in sannyas, there's different levels. One sannyasi, he lives just on the outside of the village so that the people in the village know that Maharaj is there on the periphery. We have to bring him some milk, some something. So he feels, okay, I'm all right. Then he goes to the next stage. I can go a little farther. I can go anywhere. He gradually becomes confident. Just like a person, suppose he's convalescent, so his muscles have been shot, lost. So then he begins. What are they called? Therapist says, okay, now you do this. Okay, now you can do a little more. Now you can do a little more. And then finally he comes to the stage that he can walk, he can run, he can do everything. But if he tries to run the first day, then he'll fall flat. So, no, first begin here. First, you hold on to these bars, do this. So for the Vanaprastas also, there are different systems. It's not that he has to just leave. But one system is that he and his wife go to holy places. And in the holy places also, there's some arrangement, there's food, there's some dharmashala for staying. Another arrangement is the wife stays home and he goes traveling to the holy places. Another arrangement is that he sometimes goes out and sometimes comes back. Prabhupada was doing that for some time. He would go preach in Jhansi, he would go here or there, preaching Krishna consciousness, then he comes back. How are things going on? How are things working out? And then he goes out again. Not cutting everything at once, but cutting. Goes out, stays a little longer. Our Atul Krishna Prabhu in Mayapur, now he's basically moved into the Vanaprastha stage. So he has a house in Mayapur. He was living there with his wife. Now his wife is living in that house. He's living down the street. And he comes for lunch. And it's understood that after some time he won't come for lunch either. One thing, step by step. Not that everything has to be done radically and impulsively and passionately. And then, as you say, he comes back and says, well, I tried, but it didn't work out, so now I'm going to stay home for the rest of my existence. Instead, he does things in a sane, practical fashion. After all, he's been a grihastha for 25 years. He's supposed to know how to manage things, at least within his own little sphere. So he gradually does what he can do, more and more. But he's determined to do it. That's the point. He's not thinking how to make up excuses for staying stuck in household life. He tries to do the most that he can. And then his idea is that once I do that, I'll do more. And Krishna helps him. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Tesham yukta biyuktanam yogakshema bahamyam. I supply whatever he needs. Prabhupada used to say, Krishna's the financier.
Last point. The inflation is increasing very heavily. The expenses are also increasing very heavily. Traveling is also very heavy. Traveling expenses is also heavy. Survival is also very difficult now as far as survival. Survival is also difficult because everywhere without money you cannot do anything. So in that circumstances, a householder always say that I don't have that much money by which I can survive alone. I need support. So it's better I stay home. So what is the support?
Yeah. To travel to your next lifetime will be very expensive, so you can explain to Yamaraj that you have to stay home. Or to the angel of death, or whoever it is, that you have to stay home because traveling is expensive, because inflation, because life is getting this and that. If travel is expensive, go on Padayatra. There's been zero inflation. One last question, because we're a little over time.
Maharaj, it is said in the scriptures that sannyas is not recommended in the age of Kali Yuga. And there are verses in the Shastras which says that you can stay at home and perform devotional service. So how much should we emphasize vanaprastha?
First thing is, I've yet to see a verse that says that vanaprastha life is forbidden in Kali Yuga.
There is that verse, sthane sthitaha shruti gatam.
But it doesn't say vanaprastha life is forbidden in Kali Yuga. Right? You've got a verse, sannyas is forbidden. No one yet has shown me a verse, vanaprastha life is forbidden in Kali Yuga. Right? Rather, if you're not going to take sannyas, then vanaprastha life becomes more important because there's no sannyas, if we think that way. Some renunciation should be there. If not sannyas because it's Kali Yuga, then at least vanaprastha. That's the first thing. Next thing is that there are verses, stay at home, do everything here, how much. Just read Prabhupada's books and get a feel for it. You don't need to be a statistician and see, well, how many quotes this way, how many quotes that way. If you read the books, you'll know where the emphasis is. How many times does Prabhupada say, one must get out of family life, one must get out of family life, one must get out of family life? And how many times does he say, just stay at home with your family till the end? For a person who wants to stay in family life, he'll find his proof texts, you know, the text that he can quote to support his position. He can install a little murti of Bhaktivinod Thakur in his home, as if Bhaktivinod Thakur's purpose in coming to this world was just to encourage people to stay in householder life till the very end. And he can frame little quotes like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to the Kurma Brahman, just stay at home. And then, very nicely, he can stay at home and rot. Or he can understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program is Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga. He can understand that I'm going to have to leave householder life sooner or later anyway, so why should I leave kicking and screaming and dragged? I might as well go voluntarily on my two feet. There are so many other reasons that could be given why he should make such a choice for his own benefit, for the benefit of his descendants and the proper example of what life is for. For the benefit of his community, for the benefit of people to whom he can, with whom he can share Krishna consciousness. So many reasons. But if one likes, one can stay at home. Even then, he can stay home, he can chant Hare Krishna, he can do everything, and there'll be progress because the holy name is all powerful. It's not that ultimately we're delivered from material existence by a particular ashram or a particular set of formalities. finally, Harinam. Someone may really not be able to leave. You know, I met a man, I was talking about these things, and in the audience there was one man. He was so old, his health was so precarious, it was too late. He couldn't leave family life. There'd be no practical way he could do it. Then, all right, stay home, chant Hare Krishna, depend on the holy name, and Krishna can do everything. He was a very learned person also, really understood Krishna consciousness very, very well, understood the conclusions, but it was hopeless. There was just nothing he could do to leave family life. It was too late. Then, all right, stay at home, live in a renounced spirit, chant Hare Krishna, and depend on Krishna. But the rest who are not in that situation and who may get the idea that I don't want to be in that situation where I have no options, they can act with determination. What is that? Yudhaya krita nishchayaha. Dritta nishchayaha. With determination, get up and fight. Now, my dear Arjun, if you think that, well, Karna may not come today, and, don't think, well, what about Draupadi? She'd miss me too much. And what about my brothers? If I were to die, how would they feel? Or this or that or the other thing. Yudhaya dritta nishchaya. Go out and do it. With determination. It takes determination. Krishna consciousness, utsaha, nishchaya, dharya. Determination means there's something that's holding me back from doing it. Whether it's my mind, whether it's my government, whether it's whatever it is, something is acting in the opposite direction. I want to go this way and they want me to go the opposite way or stay where I am. So then what's needed? Determination. No, I have to do it. Sumati Maharaji, Swami, you're too old. Swamiji, you'll die there. No, I must. It's my mission. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Ananda Vrindavan Prabhu ki jai.